better do what we say or else.
How does the mass media play into this?
Well, the mass media are simply part of the corporate system, and their goal is roughly that of you know, what you read in the manuals of the public relations industry, which is very frank about it. We have a very class-conscious business community. The leaders of the public relations industry, which is the, you know, the aspect of big business that is concerned with manufacturing consent, they talk quite openly about the need to control the public mind, to fight the everlasting battle for the minds of men who have to be indoctrinated with a capitalist story. The leading manual of the public relations industry, written back in the 1920s, incidentally by a good Roosevelt Kennedy liberal, highly expected, respected in Cambridge where he lived,
mm-hmm.
The book opens by saying something like this, that the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the attitudes and behavior of the masses is the central task of a democratic system, and we, the business classes, the responsible men, we have to do it. Well, the mass media are just imbued with that conception, not just the mass media, but the, you know, the entertainment industry, the schools, everyone else. That's a leading and understandable doctrine on the part of elite sectors.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it in various ways. Now, how it works out is complex. I mean, for example, in the media, say, there is an internal contradiction, several internal contradictions, as in schools and universities, which lead to some degree of complexity. The contradiction is, well, maybe clearest in the... You see it very clearly, for example, in the business press directly. They must present a tolerably realistic picture of the world
mm-hmm.
to their audience because those people have a big stake. They run the world, and they make decisions, and the decisions they make matter for their own interests.
Mm-hmm.
They better have some understanding of what's going on. And the same is true in the media generally, to different, you know, different in different ways and different extents. And the same is true in the schools and universities.
Right.
And that is not consistent with manufacturing consent.
Right.
So there's an internal contradiction. And aside from that, there, after all, are people with just plain professional integrity and honesty
right.
who try to do what they can. So there's plenty of internal contradictions. But if you look at the overall performance, the degree of subordination to power and authority, I think, is pretty remarkable. Actually, we see dramatic examples of that everywhere we look. Take, say, the primaries, which just
right. finished.
Well, maybe the most dramatic fact about the primaries, apart from the fact that nobody showed up, was the change in the way the media were presenting the problems of the country in December 1995 and January 1996, right after the primaries started. So at the end of 1995, it's even hard to remember now, the top issue in the world was balancing the budget.
Mm-hmm.
The government was closing down every couple of days.
Right, right.
Political parties, that is a priority. You know, you read everywhere, Americans voted for a balanced budget, we have to do it, so on and so forth. Well, by January, February, that was over. No more talk about balancing the budget. The candidates weren't talking about it. Press wasn't talking about it. What happened? Well, what happened is they had to face the public. The public was, contrary to what was being said, the public was opposed, strongly opposed, to budget balancing on any realistic assumptions. You know, when you looked at the cuts that would have to be made, they were strongly opposed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the press sort of knew that, but that was all suppressed and up until the point when you suddenly had to face the public, when the politicians dropped it like a hot potato. The first candidate to drop out was Phil Gramm, the one representative of the Congressional Republicans, who supposedly had won a great landslide. He disappeared instantly. And not just the deficit, but the whole set of proposals just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, the proposals were still being implemented in the background, but quietly. And now, you know, that. But that change, you know, from the top priority in the country to something we dare not even talk about, is very illustrative of the way the information system works.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to face people, you can't, you know, you have problems. When you can just sort of order them around, you can put it a different way.
Right.
And if we can go on with